Welcome home, Ashen One. What is thy desire? Art thou all right? Thy face seems sullen, Ashen One. Did something happen to thee while thou'st traveled to fulfill thy duty? Come, sit with me then. Thou can share more stories of thine travels if thy wish. Sigbrow. Ashen One, this is the first time thou hast offered me something, let alone a drink for thy story times. However, I graciously accept thine gift. By the flame, much stronger than drinking, Estis. However, it's oddly satisfying a taste. So then, tell me what happened this time in thy travels. I remember the last time thou returned home. Thou hast brought back the cinders of Prince Lothric. I christened thee the true heir fire, and yet I still sense the flame has not been linked. What was it that shook thy resolve? A hidden segment within Lothric Castle. I remember the tales of Prince Lothric's father vanishing shortly before the Bell of Awakening, when it summoned forth the past lords of Cinder, but I didn't expect that the former king would have been locked away. I even remember hearing some disturbing rumors that King Osiris delved into horrific methods to try and sustain the flame in his own way. What was it like? A garden full of corruption? That's disheartening, but not surprising. More of those passive man creatures stalked this garden? Ashen One, wast thou injured? Forgive me, I know thou art far more resilient than anyone I know, but I cannot help but be concerned for thee. Thou art my champion after all. My only companion. The only one who actually speaks with me or keeps me company, even if all we do is sit and watch the bonfire. Thou hast seen the grave of the fire keepers here at the shrine, yes? How many of my sisters served their duty, perhaps never meeting their champions? Just how many did meet their champions and were simply used for their power to bind ownerless souls and then simply thrown away once their usefulness was spent? I'm sorry, Ashen One, I interrupted thee with my own concerns. Please, continue. My word. King Osiris became a dragon? A pale drake, even? That's monstrous. To delve into such abhorrent research to try and sustain the flame. He kept calling out for a child. No, I don't remember there being another child after Prince Lothric and Lorien were born. Art thou sure you weren't imagining these unsettling infant wails thou heard when thee faced the consumed king? Yes, thou art correct. It matters not if it was real or fabrication. All that matters is that you survived. So then what happened after your battle? Was the Mad King protecting some sort of treasure? What? The Cemetery of Ash? But Ashen One, that cannot be. The cemetery is right outside the shrine. It was dark? That's even more preposterous, dear Ashen One. I can feel the sun on my skin when I walk outside to hear the sea and wait for thee. What is this thou gave me? This warmth? It cannot be a coiled sword fragment. So then it was true. Those untended graves silent in the dark. The flames blotted and faded. No, Ashen One, I do not think that would lie to me. It's just very difficult to process this. I know the stories of your travels would seem very fantastical, but a firelink shrine identical to ours, but lost in a void of empty darkness. Is it a memory of the past, or perhaps a warning of the future? I am frightened, Ashen One. I am frightened that all this time thine efforts, my own duty, has been for naught. That my sister's sacrifices through the ages to keep the first flame lit was nothing more than meaningless toil. Please, hold me, Ashen One, for I am terribly frightened. I think of thee, Ashen One. Thy embraces always calm me, more so than the bonfire. Still, to think of Firelink Shrine locked within time, neither present nor future, it's almost more preposterous to believe than thy story of how thou hast traveled to a frozen world through that scrap of painting. Or how you even found the lost city of the Pygmy Lords. Ashen One, may I ask thee a favor? May I touch thy face, please? So soft to feel thy face, and thank the flame thou hast not hollowed. Thy lips feel so soft to my touch. I'm sorry I'm always tending the flame, so I apologize if my hands are covered and soot and not enjoyable with all my wrappings. Ashen One, thy hands. No, not at all, I don't mind. Please, touch me back. I am here for thee and thee alone. Only thee is allowed to touch my face gently like this. Is this perhaps what some of my sisters felt with their champions through the centuries? It's not entirely unpleasant. Thou'st found something else in that dark and violent shrine. Hold out my hand. Of course, as thou bidst. Ashen One, are these eyes? How gracious of thee, Ashen One. The very things we firekeepers have been missing. Ashen One, you have my dearest thanks for the eyes thou hast given, but firekeepers are not meant to have eyes. It is forbidden. These will reveal through a sliver of light frightening images of betrayal. A world without fire? Ashen One, is this truly thy wish? Of course, I serve thee and will do as thou bidst. This will be our private affair. No one else will know of this. Stay thy path, and I will blindly tend to flame. Until the day of thy grand betrayal. One moment, Ashen One, please. Turn away and I will do what must be done with these eyes. Forgive me if this soundeth strange. The eyes show me a world without fire, a vast stretch of endless darkness. But it's different to what is seen when stripped of sight. In the far distance, I sense the presence of tiny flames, like precious embers left to us by past lords, lingers of the fire. Could this be what draws me to this strangely enticing darkness? However, Ashen One, if thine heart should bend, kill me and strip these eyes from my person, I will return to the Firekeep I once was, as it has always been. I would rather die blind than see the darkness and remain without thee. Thy hand, Ashen One. No, I welcome thy touch. I will always welcome thee. But please, while I cherish the gift thou hast given me to be able to see thee, I fear that if thy wish for a world without fire were granted, that thou would leave me to wander the dark alone. Please, Ashen One, don't leave me to that enticing darkness. Must thou let me stay at thy side? What? Always at your side? Ashen One, art thou saying what I think? Thou art fond of me. No, I've grown quite fond of thee as well. It's just very sudden to say such things after I told thee to kill me if thou wavered from thy path. May I touch thy face again, please, Ashen One? It's far more enjoyable to touch thee when I can see thy face now. How thy lips part when I run my fingers on them, the look thou givest me, like thou wast hungering for more souls. Hungering for me now, are we? No, Ashen One, I enjoy thy gaze. I was able to sense it even when I couldn't see, especially when I would toil for thee. I can still see thee through my crown, but please, for now, may I keep it on? I thanketh thee for being patient with me, my dearest Ashen One. Ashen One, before thou departs to the kiln of the first flame, my eye, may I thank thee for granting me my eyes. I know I said all those things, but I am still grateful to be able to see thee, my champion. Come over here. In this alcove, we shall not be disturbed. Let me just lay out the bedroll. There now, Ashen One. May we perhaps begin with a kiss? Yes, I have been craving to embrace thy lips whenever I touch thy face. Thou tastes moment. Even if the flame were to fade as long as I have thee right now, I fear not the coming of the end of the world. Even if thy grand betrayal were realized, I shall serve thee always. One, I do not find them detestable. It compliments thee. Thy body is a canvas, and these scars are the paint of thy journey. This one here on thy neck, how didst thou receive it? A crossbow bolt from an invading phantom? Well, shall I soothe it? And this one on thy shoulder, a dog wraith, oh dear. I surely should ease that one as well. This one here upon thy stomach, a king riding a storm drake. Well, impressive conquest, fashioned one. And this one here on thy chest, the dark sign, the mark, curse of the undead. As much as a condemnation it would be, when I gaze upon thy dark sign, I feel only comfort. Comfort knowing the heart of my champion beats beneath. I can see that thy sunlight spear is ready to battle. Lady can't have a laugh at her lover from time to time. My turn then, yes? Wait, Ashen One, let me turn around. Please, disrobe me slowly. I wish to feel thy touch as thou reveals me. Thy Ashen. I love the warmth of thine hands, Ashen One. Proof of the flame. Well, here I am, ready for thee, Ashen One. I know my body may not be the most attractive, but if thou could have me. Please, check my hair. Praise me as thou would praise the sun. Am I pleasing thee? Huh? Good. I am glad I can be of use to thee, my dear champion, even in this way. Wait, no. Please, not quite yet. Let me keep my crown on for just a little while longer, Ashen One. Wait any longer. Please, take me. Not as fire keeper, but as thy lover. Here, let me lay back for thee. Yes, I still bear my sister's soul within my bosom. I can feel the humanity under my skin writhing, but thy presence calms it. Oh, Ashen One, thou jest. Very well. Just this once I will say it in such a lewd manner. Please, my Ashen One, touch the darkness within me. I think thou can go faster now. It doesn't hurt anymore. It's actually quite pleasant. Feeling thy weight on top of me, your warmth, your touch, it makes me feel so safe. Thou may remove my crown now if you wish. I crave to gaze upon thee. Ashen One. Side come what may, my beloved Ashen One. Linked flame of Gwent betrayal. child doesn't throw me away. Please, please, Ashen One, hold my hand and look at me. Yes, yes, like that. Let us gaze at one another and enjoy this. Please, harder, harder, my champion, please. Skewer me with your spear. Yes, my champion. Dear Flame. Spear thou is skewing me with is thy most fearsome of all weapons. Please, let me wrap my legs around thee. Don't hold back, my beloved Ashen One. Please, give me all that thou hast to give, and I shall give you my all in return. That's it. Yes, my champion, please. Please, a little more. Hold on. Let us release together. Yes. Ashen One. Ashen One. Is there, my beloved? I want this moment to last even beyond the flames fading, but perhaps that is too much to ask of the gods. Would they even listen? Would they even care? Are they even still around to hear such idle prayers? It matters not. As long as I have you, Ashen One, come, let us clean up. You still have your final duty to fulfill, and come what may, I shall stand with thee. Dost thou wish to enhance thy strength? Hast thou wish, my love? Touch the darkness within me. Let these souls withdrawn from their vessels, manifestations of disparity, elucidated by fire, burrow deep within me, retreating to a darkness beyond the reach of flame. Let them assume a new master, inhabiting ash, casting themselves upon new forms. Farewell, my Ashen One. Mayst thou thy peace discover.